3. It's hard to talk about war with people who haven't seen real action. You don't understand. You will never understand. And so I can't tell you everything. But if you listen the right way, you might just learn a thing or two anyway. My father served in World War II under Patton, stormed Normandy. When I was little, I used to ask him about his war experience, hoping for epic stories full of gunfire, tanks, and Nazi-killing glory. When I was a kid, he only ever told me 2 tales. Neither had anything to do with death or violence. The first was about stumbling onto an abandoned champagne warehouse outside Paris after Europe had been liberated. He and his buddies were given an hour to drink their fill, and so they did, spraying each other with endless bottles of France's finest bubbles, more than the average American could buy with an entire year's salary. The second story my father told me was about his being run over by a U.S. Jeep in the middle of the night. He was too tired to dig his foxhole deep enough, and consequently a Jeep ran over his leg while he was sleeping, fracturing his shin bone. He was sent to Paris to recover. According to the story, he would sneak out of the hospital at night on crutches, find the nearest bar, and try to pass himself off as a famous American singer not yet big in Europe, the next Frank Sinatra or something like that. "After the war ends, you'll be hearing my name everywhere," he lied. The French enjoyed his singing so much, a local artist painted my father's likeness onto the wall of a big Parisian club, or so the legend goes. I was maybe 10 when I found a German officer's uniform in our attic, swastika armband and all. There were 2 bullet holes through the chest and 2 ruby-black bullseyes of dried blood. Even back then, I realized there was only one way you acquired such an artifact. When I asked my father about it, I was wearing the SS Nazi officer hat. On the front of it, an eagle perched on a swastika with its wings spread wide. Underneath that was a skull and crossbones. When I was a kid, I didn't know any better, so I just put it on my head. I thought it looked pretty badass, which was the fucking point, I guess. Hitler Youth. That Führer knew how to recruit, let me tell you. Understandably, in hindsight now, my old man went from calm to wild-eyed in 0.5 seconds and began striking me on the side of the head with an open hand. That first pop caught me...